405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve and it's hot. 94. And with the, what is the index? There's some sort of an index. I think when you add the index in, it's 8,000 degrees. It's just a little toasty. Tomorrow, cool off. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, looking at thunderstorms as well. Hey, it seems like there's a theme developing here, a lot of sheriff-related issues. Monday, we will have both the current sheriff of the city of Richmond, Antoinette Irving, and her opponent, Bill Burnett. They'll both be here on Monday. What amazing timing, right? Day before the actual election. One of the things I'm trying to urge you to go to WRVA.com, listen to the entire discussion that Rich Herrera had with the sheriff this morning on Richmond's Morning News. But the sheriff, we've heard a couple of times now talking about the deaths, right? The deaths in her jail as opposed to the deaths in Sheriff Woody's facility. Now, here's something you may or may not know. The inmate load. When Sheriff Woody was the sheriff for the city of Richmond, we were looking consistently at well over 1,000. I think it averaged about 1,100 inmates on a regular basis. They get the new jail, the new facility. Now we're talking about 500 inmates on the rolls. If you want to look at the per capita deaths, guess what? Sheriff Irving's per capita death count is far higher. Far higher. She's got a real tough time keeping employees. Now, Germ, you say cut number 8 is where she talks about improving morale, right? Is this the part where she's talking about giving out socks? I don't know. Take a listen. We have enough time here. Cut number 8, please.
Yes, what we're doing here is, and I don't want to go backwards, but I do want to talk about some of our transparencies in what goes on with our inmates has to do with HIPAA as well. So we do talk about those things that we can, and we do communicate with family members whenever they call or whenever it's possible. As far as the deputy sheriffs, our sheriffs appear to be happy. We have wellness activities for them. We have staff appreciations. You know, they have timeouts that they can go and just be themselves. We have provided them for the last 2 years with a fitness program that's free to them that they can work out and get their mindset together. They have counseling here if that's what that they feel that they need. Our staff members have an increase in salary since I've been here. We purchase all of the equipment. They don't have to buy anything. We even buy T-shirts, T-shirts and socks, if that's what it is that they need. But we make sure our staff members have everything that they need to be able to work in this environment, inside of the facility as well as outside of the facility. We don't get the negativity that you guys are hearing about what's going on. The staff members are happy. They're laughing. Do they have bad days? Absolutely. In any job, people have days that they're not so pleased with, but we work it out and we talk it out. The one thing that a lot of people don't realize, and you being a son of a deputy, sheriff understands that if you are assigned to a jail, you actually work in a jail the majority of the time in any sheriff's office, unless that sheriff's office is a part of a police department that does the law enforcement for that community. So our staff members have tuition reimbursement where they can go and continue their college education or just leadership classes if that's what it is that they want. And we pay for that as a tuition reimbursement. So we're doing things that can help them to become better staff members, to become better people, to become better family members. We do things with them, with their family. We do things for their family if that's what's needed. We also work to ensure that they can have financial training, working with them to get housing, to buy their first home. So we're doing these types of things with our staff members. Also, we do community outreach, and all of our staff members are invited to be a part of our outreach, and they work on all of our programs, the programs that we have, whether it's our food distribution, which we do monthly, or whether it's our Are You OK program that we do with our seniors, or it's our programs that we do with our local school system. But we average about 140 or 150 community outreach programs, and our staff members participate in that on a voluntary basis to allow people to see what it is that they do and what their morale is here at the Sheriff's Office.
Okay, so I will tell you that if you talk to people who actually work there, I'm not talking about command people who are working with the sheriff to do whatever it is the sheriff wants done. I'm talking about people who are actually assigned the duty. Morale is at an all-time low. It is that simple. I wish I could tell you it were more complicated than that. So she's giving potential deputies now T-shirts and socks so they don't have to buy T-shirts and socks. Okay, well, I mean, I suppose that's okay. But if, in fact, not having a pair of socks is what keeps somebody from taking a post as a deputy sheriff in the city of Richmond, it would occur to me you may not be getting the best applicants. And part of the reason that you are not getting the best applicants is because you have a very poorly run sheriff's office. Her comment there about you would only be doing certain things in a sheriff's office if the sheriff's office were part of a police department. I don't honestly know what that means. I assume, and I really am just assuming, because I don't know exactly what it is that she means, there are certain roles in certain localities for certain agencies. So as an example, here in Hanover County, Hanover County Sheriff's Office is out on the road every day. They are the frontline law enforcement officers. And in fact, in my neck of the woods, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office is not involved with staffing the jail at all. That's the Pamunkey Regional Jail, and that's a joint effort of Hanover County, Caroline County, and the town of Ashland. But you will not have deputies or officers from those agencies inside the jail. It's just a totally different situation. Down in Chesterfield is a good example of two agencies, right? You do have the Chesterfield County Police Department, very clear what it is that they do, and the Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office, very clear what it is that they do. Now, in the city of Richmond, the Richmond City Sheriff's Office is responsible for the jail, for warrant service, for protection and service inside the courtrooms. Was there any discussion this morning about the judges that do not feel she is doing the proper job in terms of making sure that courtrooms are safe? Again, remember, one of the underlying problems with the Richmond City Sheriff's Office is the lack of staffing. There are always challenges in staffing in certain professions, right? Law enforcement writ large, for sure. Correctional setting in particular, difficult. So I'm willing to give anybody the benefit of the doubt on that one. That is not a slam dunk. But what has emerged during the last 8 years is a very clear, poorly run agency. I'm trying to think of another way to say it, and I really can't come up with a better description. I would ask you to remember the Richmond City Council Public Safety Committee. They wanted some answers. They didn't get any answers. There have been other people who have asked for answers. Nobody gets answers. And part of it is that the sheriff is elected. Is it possible to salvage that office at this point? It's a toughie. But, hey, Monday afternoon, we will have the sheriff and her challenger. They'll both be on this program. So I am really, really, really looking forward to that. Tony Pham was actually with us the other day. If you didn't hear my discussion with Tony, of course, was part of Sheriff Woody's team down there at the Richmond City Criminal Justice Center. He went on, he ran his own jail, right? Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. He went and headed up ICE. He knows a thing or two about this. And you need to listen to what Tony had to say about what he sees as an abomination at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. You can do that by going to WRBA.com, WRBA.com, download and listen to the conversation that I had with Tony just the other day. And I think that you will learn quite a bit. It really is that simple. 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA, on a Friday eve. It is 95 degrees. Isn't it supposed to get cooler? Later the day, Katz, we've ratcheted up 4 points, believe it or not. Tomorrow, though, we've got lots of rain rolling in. Looks like thunderstorms tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And from RBA says, Jeff, this morning there was no mention of courthouse security. Okay. Well, we'll be sure to raise that. Jeff, the sheriff sounds absolutely ignorant. Somebody should ask how many of those well-paid staff members are actually her family. Well, good question, huh? Let's see. Dave says, deputies are happy. They don't tell us anything is wrong. Sheriff, deputies know they are hired and fired at the will of the sheriff. You can fire without cause and no repercussions can happen to the sheriff. Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. Let me see here. Jane over in Short Palm. Jeff, this morning the sheriff sounded like she was from the firm of Talk Lots and Do Little. My experience is that folks who come across like that are presenting exactly what is happening. Leo says, Jeff, I'll bet the biggest problem at the Richmond City Jail and the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, a lack of discipline, consistency, and a lot of playing favorites. Yeah, I can tell you, Leo, that every one of those issues that you just mentioned has actually been raised. I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of folks who have worked at the sheriff's office. And that's exactly what they said. Getting an update here, by the way, about some of the population, some of the counts when Sheriff Woody was the sheriff. Because remember this morning, the sheriff, the current sheriff, Sheriff Irving, went to great lengths to say, you know, the prior administration, man, they had way more deaths. They also had way more inmates. There were moments that I'm told the Richmond City Jail had 1,600 inmates. Currently, no more than 500. No more than 500. Something else that existed when Sheriff Woody was sheriff, and that was cooperation with other agencies, especially the Richmond Police Department. That is conspicuous by its absence now. I don't know that that was addressed this morning either, but going to remind you, you want to make sure you are here Monday afternoon for the first time in years. The sheriff of the city of Richmond is going to be on this program. Excellent. Looking forward to it. We will also have Bill Burnett, who was the lieutenant colonel under Sheriff Woody. Those are the two facing off. They've had early voting going on, as you know, in the city of Richmond for last couple of weeks now. Tuesday is the big day. It's actually election day. And I've had a lot of people reach out and say, Jeff, well, you know, I'm a Republican and I live in the city of Richmond. Okay. Well, what do I have to do? I want to vote for sheriff. Well, there are no Republicans running for sheriff. That's just the reality of it. So if you're going to vote, you're going to have a voice in this sheriff's election. You're going to have to go in and pull the Democrat ballot and vote for the current sheriff or her opponent, Bill Burnett. That's your option in the city of Richmond. It is 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Great reporting, as always, with our pal Charles Pyle. Good to have him back in the afternoon where he belongs, by the way. I'm just going to say that. I do find it interesting. I just have to address this quickly, and then I want to chat with Brad Hughes, my pal from Powhatan. We'll do that in a second. But you heard the clip inside of Charles's news where the sheriff is saying, well, you know, the prior administrations, they had this many deaths, and we only have this many. If, in fact, you're comparing apples to apples, absolutely, that's something to talk about. It's not apples to apples, not even close. That's why I said it's like apples to autos. Under Sheriff Woody, you had the old, antiquated city jail, and you were carrying a population, an inmate population, ranging between 1,100 and 1,600. Under Sheriff Irving, you have a state-of-the-art, or at least it was when she got the keys to it, a state-of-the-art, just about brand new facility where the inmate population is never more than 500. So if you're going to compare these things, and she's the one who raised the issue, so okay, I guess we're going to compare it. Maybe we'll talk about it Monday because she's going to be on the program Monday. But you are talking about a far higher per capita death rate under Sheriff Irving as opposed to Sheriff Woody. So Monday afternoon, Antoinette Irving, who is the sheriff of the city of Richmond, she's going to be with us. Bill Burton, who would like to be the sheriff of the city of Richmond, is going to be with us as well. Now, take a deep breath, because I want to talk about something totally positive. Although it still involves sheriffs. I love it. We got like a theme show going. I feel like Merv. Germ, it's like a theme show. But you know my buddy Brad Hughes, who is a deputy sheriff out in Powhatan, and the sheriff of Powhatan, by the way, Brad Nunnally, great guy. Brad, I want him to share some of his background, because he's devoted his life after what is without question, I think, one of the most horrifying situations that could ever happen to a human being. He took all of it, turned it into a positive, and he's got a big event coming up. If you are a bowler or you want to help people via fundraising with bowling, it's going to happen on Saturday, June the 28th. But let me bring Brad in. Brad, it is good to chat with you. Great to have you here.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk to you as well, sir.
Yeah, it was, by the way, nice to see you a couple of weeks back at the Vail event over at Greentop. You were making the rounds, as you always do, and putting a smile on everybody's face.
That's what we got to do, sir. We have to promote our first responders each and every day.
Absolutely. I want you to take a moment here. Just remind everybody what has motivated you to do what you do, what happened to you, and then I want to get into this Faces of Heroes bowling fundraiser.
Be my pleasure, Jeff. March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day 2014, I was working a crash on the Lothian Turnpike, and unfortunately I got struck by a distracted driver, and ultimately I lost both of my legs. Behind that, I've always taken the drive and the initiative to promote highway safety initiative programs, both in high schools and with our first responders, to remind our drivers that our first responders are out there doing their job every day to make sure that not only you get home safely, but they get home safely to their families. So we make sure that we bring initiatives to the public about distracted driving, the move over law, highway safety programs, making sure you're wearing your seatbelt, all those things, so it makes it so that you yourself come home alive to your family.
It is such a vital, vital thing. We talk about these move over laws, whether it is law enforcement or firefighters or tow truck operators. These are folks who are out there every single day in all sorts of weather, as you know, and there's somebody driving and it just takes a split second and you have either ruined a life or impacted someone in such a way that they are never going to be the same.
You're exactly right. I explained to a lot of drivers that in 3 seconds you can take somebody's life, and in 3 seconds you can change your own just by the sheer things that you do when you're encompassing driving and driving distracted. Yeah. So when you're driving, make sure that you're paying attention, you have your hands on the wheel, you're paying attention to what's in front of you. Not just what's in front of you, but what's in front of that car ahead of you.
Yeah.
Time and reaction is what it takes. Heightened awareness and situational awareness is something that I preach to our first responders, along with those that are out here for our new drivers.
I want to remind everybody, Brad Hughes is joining us, Deputy Sheriff out in Powhatan County. You go into a lot of schools. You mentioned that. What's the reaction from the students? Do they get it, or are they thinking, oh, come on, you're just an old guy and you don't understand? I've always had a cell phone, so of course I can text while I'm driving. You don't get it.
Well, I explained to them the fact that I had a 16-year-old daughter at that time when my incident occurred. Yeah. And the ramifications behind not just what she felt on that day that this incident happened, but what my family felt. Yeah. And then the legal side, the financial side that I had to deal with. But the driver who was involved in this situation, what they had to deal with from a lawsuit side. Yeah. So it takes away a lot of what can happen to you when situations like this occur, when you take your eyes off the road. Not yep. just driving distracted, but having conversation, eating, shaving, all that. Yep. I see it all the time when I'm on the road. That's so crazy. Reminding our young people about these dangers, they get it. And a lot of them say thank you. Yep. And they appreciate the fact that I came in there to talk to their school.
I tell you something, Brad. One of the things that has amazed me about you personally for as long as I've known you, it's a long time now, there are a lot of people that would have gone through what you went through. And let me remind everybody, I mean, Brad was, yeah, big, tall, strapping dude, right? You're doing the job you're meant to do. This split-second situation happens. You lose both of your legs. I don't know. I swear to you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't know that I would have had inside of me what you have inside of you that said, okay, well, this is not optimal, but got to get back at it. I mean, you have just redoubled your efforts like nobody's business. I'm blown away by you, man.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate everybody who's been out here, who's been supporting me. But, you know, when I was in the hospital and after the situation occurred, I can't sit there and just mope and say, woe is me, because there's going to be another person who's going to have to deal with the same situation I had to deal with, learning how to walk all over again, learning how to do things all over again. You know, I was 40 years old when this incident happened. Jeez. And before a baby can walk, it has to crawl. Yeah. Well, imagine a grown man having to crawl on the floor every day to build himself back up. That tells you something. I'm not going to let something tear me down when I can continue to build myself up to make sure the next person doesn't have to go through what I had to go through.
Wow. Well, you know, my hat is off to you. My hat is also off to Brad Nunnally, the sheriff out in Powhatan, who said, yeah, I want you on my team. That's pretty high praise as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I love working for Powhatan Sheriff's Department. It is a tight-knit family, but yeah. We also go out here and we do things that are necessary to provide a service for the county. You know, we're all about education, not incarceration. Yeah. And that's something that I promote a lot of. And, you know, Brad is a very strong advocate for Highway Safety Initiative programs. So he supports me each and every day and makes sure that I get the amount of resources that I need to go out here to promote what I'm doing to other departments and other counties.
All right. Now, that being said, there's always a limited budget. I don't care what the agency is. I don't care how great they are. There's always a limited budget. So we have the Faces of Heroes bowling fundraiser coming up, and you need to give everybody the details. Number one, if they're bowlers, how they can participate. But even folks who are not bowlers, can they help in some way?
Yes, Jeff. You know, the Faces of Heroes bowling fundraiser, this is our second annual. We're hosting it right here in Chesterfield County at the Bowl America on Hall Street Road, just before you get to Genito Road, just past Genito Road. And basically this, the Faces of Heroes represent the faces that you see before and after an incident. Mm. They never know what the call is going to be. No call is ever the same.
That's right.
But they're there to do a service. And they're heroes in my eyes because of the fact that the stuff that they acquire to go out here to take that knowledge, that tutelage, to not only save a life, but to change a life, yeah. And to be there to support you when needed. So all that being said, we're looking for some bowlers to come out here. I don't care if you can't bowl, but the thing of it is, it's all about support. And it's all about coming out, having a great time with not just first responders, but your neighbors, your friends, your family. And it's three games.
Okay.
It's $30 a person. And again, like I said, it's going to be at the Bowl America on Hall Street. We are asking for everybody to get there at 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We're going to have bags and pipes. They're going to be there to perform. We're going to have our honor guard from Chesterfield County. We will do the national anthem as well because it's the kickoff for the 4th of July. Okay. And we will have somebody there who will be playing the bagpipes, along with the trumpet to do our national anthem. Nice. So we're looking for everybody to come on out here, have a great time, support your first responders because the money that is raised from this will go towards scholarships for the children of first responders. Okay. And then not only that, but it goes towards putting efforts into highway safety programs for our kids that are in schools. So like I said, we're going to have raffles, we're going to have contests, we're going to have giveaways. Those that can make a strike on a red pin, you'll receive something as well. So it's going to be a great time. Last year we had over 400 people there. We're hoping to have the same amount of people turned out. All I'm asking you to do is just come on out there and join us. If you can't make it out there mm-hmm. and you want to donate, I will leave you the information on how they can donate, whether it's through Cash App, Venmo. We also have QR codes. We have everything to make it so that you can donate towards this awesome, awesome event.
Okay, now I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will. I'll donate a Jeff Katz gift pack. So we'll get like copies of the book and Jeff Katz mug. I'll throw in a gift certificate for Jake's Place. I'll put something together, and then we'll have to figure out how I get that to you. But everybody else, is there a special email or a phone number they should call either to register or step up and say, hey, I want to pitch in a couple of bucks to help?
Yes, sir. They can call me direct.
Okay.
My telephone number, I can put my telephone number on the air. I'm sure. Not afraid of that.
Okay.
My telephone number is 804-901-3181. That's 804-901-3181. My name is Brad Hughes. If you want to reach me by email, you can reach me at facesofheroes7, because that's my badge number.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
Or if you want to reach out to me by Instagram, you can reach me at Faces of Heroes.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So Faces of Heroes. Yep. Faces of Heroes 7 at gmail.com. Faces of Heroes over at IG. And if you want to just call Brad, and Brad's a cool guy to chat with anyway, 804-901-3181. Brad, you are a good man. I always, always appreciate everything that you do in this community, and I'm going to see if I can't get down there myself. I'm not a bowler, but I will have, at the very least, have a nice Jeff Katz gift pack, and you got 300, 400 people there. Let them try and win that in a raffle. Give my best to everybody out there in Powhatan, sir. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you coming on and letting me have the opportunity to talk. And if we have businesses that are out here who want to, you know, sponsors put in, we're willing to, you know, we're having a board that's going to be put up, so we'll have the sponsor's name up.
Okay.
And just so people will know, hey, these are the sponsors that came in, put in raffles towards it. So, you know, and other thing is teams. If teams want to come in from whatever groups, five people, yeah. Let's make it happen. Let's have a good time. And plus, you'll get the opportunity to meet your first responders.
I love
it. Jeff Katz when he comes out there to give you that book.
That sounds good to me. Thank you, Brad. That is Brad Hughes. He's a really solid guy. And we'll get the details up on social media as well. I hope you'll be part of it. I really do. It's a great, great effort. And I am always happy to hear what Brad is up to. He doesn't shy away from any challenge, that's for sure. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Oh, yeah, it certainly is Friday Eve. I love Friday Eve because that means tomorrow's Friday, which is a really, really good thing. And I'm not going to be here. People have asked, what's going on? Why are you not going to be here? What's going on? Well, I can tell you that first thing in the morning, I'm so excited about this. I will, I can't give you all the details, but I'll be hanging out with the governor first thing tomorrow morning. I will put something on social media when it's all concluded, but that is first thing in the morning. And then this I'm so excited about. I will be delivering my keynote address, Julia's Quest for Cookies, to a group of people I've never met, I don't know much about them, except that it is the largest disabilities event in the entire state of Florida. So I get to jet down to Orlando. And don't get jealous. There's not going to be any mouse ears or roller. Well, there'd never be a roller coaster. But you know what I'm saying. I'm not going to one of those parks. I'm leaving and I'm giving the speech. And well, I'm hoping we're selling a couple of books as well. I'm not going to lie to you about that. And then, then I'm coming back and I'll be back. And then Monday afternoon, this is going to be very exciting. Very interesting. We will have both Antoinette Irving, the sheriff of the city of Richmond, and Bill Burton, who wants to be the sheriff of the city of Richmond. Now, that leaves one slot. Should we fill it just with another sheriff? No. We'll have the two of them on. I think it's important. And for a lot of us who don't live in the city, we might be thinking, well, it doesn't matter to me. I think it does. I do. I think that the city of Richmond, given that it is the capital of our beloved Commonwealth, should be a premier, pristine, beautiful, professional operation on every level. We'll talk about it Monday. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.